Nolte, former Teen Vogue editor, rips incoming editor Alexi McCammond over racist tweets. By John Nolte on March 8, 2021. Because the far-left Axios has no ethical standards, Alexi McCammond was allowed to pose as an objective political reporter, even after she got involved with a high-ranking member of his fraudulent See Joe Biden's transition team. Back in 2019, the far-left Axios even allowed McCammond to stay on after her openly racist, anti-Asian tweets were discovered. These tweets of hers were not insensitive or old-fashioned. They were an act of open, hostile racism. Anyway, because we're talking about the corrupt establishment media, the left-wing McCammon's anti-Asian racism and glaring conflicts of interest only managed to enhance her reputation within the corporate media, which means she just turned a big promotion. McCammond will now be the next editor-in-chief at Teen Vogue. But there are some rumblings of discontent out there. Some are not prepared to forget McCammond's racism towards Asians, starting with Emily Shippey, Teen Vogue's former managing editor, who amplified an ongoing Instagram campaign against McCammond. Here's a screenshot. "Let's talk about Condé Nast HR and this questionable hire for Teen Vogue EIC," is the name of the campaign in the posted meme, which Shippey linked and promoted. Diana Shuey, whose verified Instagram bio says she's a former fashion editor at The Cut and New York Magazine, also posted the meme and added, "I'm tired of big media organizations pretending to give a damn about diversity and inclusion." As of this writing, her post has more than 5,000 likes. On his own verified account, Daniel Martin, a makeup artist and global director of artistry and education at Tatcha, posted the meme and added, "I do not support cancel culture. But Alexi McCammond needs to be held accountable to her words, and we deserve to know how she plans to change her rhetoric now having a larger platform moving forward." As of this writing, his post has 2,528 likes. After being discovered in 2019, McCammond deleted her racist tweets and apologized. But after Charles Barkley apologized, McCammond refused to accept the apology, even though she has herself joked about hitting people. What's more, if you look at McCammond's racist tweets, it's pretty obvious that if someone tweeted similar hate at gays or transgenders or blacks, their career, fair or not, would be over. So there's a double standard against Asians among our corrupt establishment elite. A double standard where it is okay to practice racism against Asians in a way that is considered unacceptable when it comes to other protected groups. So it's perfectly fair for these folks to not only wonder about McCammond, but Condé Nast. Why us, they are asking. Why is racism that would never be tolerated towards others okay when it comes to us? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.